You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for me what blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thick of my ear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show, and you are listening to the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Welcome back. Glad you could stay with us through the break. Thanks to our guest, Robert David Steele, for that very insightful presentation on what Trump needs to do, child sex trafficking, and all business of national security. Very, very informative. This hour, we're going to be joined by Bob Griswold of ReadyMadeResources.com, and I'm going to get to Bob in just a second, but first I want to let you know who's made this show possible. One, we're brought to you by... Well, we're brought to you by a lot of people, but two people in particular. One, preparewithdave.com. And you know, storable food is an absolute essential to get through any coming crisis. Just ask the people in Venezuela, ask the people in North Korea. Anywhere you go, food is one of the first things to be felt when disrupted services come to town. And particularly in America, with our just-in-time deliveries, your grocery store gets 3 to 6 per day. Well, if they don't get them, you're not getting the food. That's why you need to have your own. And we have taken the amount of food that we sell and reduced it by volume to 4 weeks because people could, well, they could afford it better. And we've taken the price that was $250 for 4 weeks and reduced it to $99. It's the best storable food deal in the country right now. How do you get yours? How do you get your storable food with 25 years shelf life? Great quality tasting. Well, you simply go to the URL and type in preparewithdave.com. That's right. That's all you got to do. Preparewithdave.com. Now listen, if you haven't started prepping, that's okay. You got to start sometime, but now is the time. You've been following this show for a while. You know we have multiple challenges on the horizon. Now is the time. If you want to add to your existing supply, now is the time. Preparewithdave.com. We're also brought to you by ReadyMadeResources.com. And in particular, I wanted to mention this. Bob Griswold is the owner of ReadyMade, and we're going to be joining Bob in just a second. But I just want to say this. If you have food, you got to have water. And he has the best water filtration in the super-duper Berkey water filter filtration system. There will always be water around in a crisis. The problem is, will it be drinkable? Well, if you've got a Berkey, it'll be drinkable. How do you get a hold of yours? How do you find out all about ReadyMade Resources that is really the king of prepping? You simply go to ReadyMadeResources.com, look at what they got, and you can give Bob a call. And he does one thing that most people in this business do not do: free consultations. He'll help you assess where you're at, and he'll suggest to you what you need to be doing next. Tell me where you can go and get that kind of personalized safety or service for your safety. ReadyMadeResources.com. And speaking of that, here's Bob Griswold. Bob, glad you could join us, and I'm glad we can partner on our deal with food and partner with our deal on water, because you really can't have one without the other.
Dave, I'll tell you, right now, as a Christian man, I just sense we're headlong going into a next civil war. When you have major elements of one political party actually calling for violence against the opposing political party, and nobody in that political party says anything, it just goes out there and threats of violence. We actually see violence happening. Sarah Huckabee and others are being threatened wherever they go. This is a very critical time in America. And as I've said so many times, there is no political solution to the problems we face, only a spiritual one. We are not going to make America great again unless America humbles itself and falls under the chastisement of God and repents of its national sins. We have accrued a weight of sin against this nation that is mind-boggling. The blood of tens of millions of children, the mockery of marriage, the pride, the violence, the sexual immorality, it just compounds daily. And there is no call on the horizon for repentance. There is no stomach for it in the pulpits of America to call for it. And because of that, we are seeing these things. This violence is going to increase. We feed ourselves a continuing diet of violence in movies and video games and all the stuff we do. The children, three generations of children in America have been grown up in public schools where they're taught that there is no God, that there is no transcendent values, that you make the rules up as you go. If it feels good, it has to be right. And so these children have grown up entitled without any sense of morality. And there's a payday coming, and we see it. We see it manifesting itself right now. And you mentioned the food, Dave. I tell you, you know, as a person who's been well-traveled in all over the world, I still remember that night in Karachi was actually the day, and this woman came up to me and offered to sell me her little girl for $100 so that she could feed her family. You know, that was heartbreaking. And it wasn't to wash my socks or anything. It was like a keeper. When you get hungry, Dave, you are going to do desperate things. In Germany and in Italy, parents sent their little girls out to prostitute to gain money to feed their family post-war for the first couple years after the war. It was that bad. We don't think it'll happen here. But yet, even in America today, the statistics show that 2 million children a day sell themselves for basic necessities. It's happening. It's going to happen more. You add violence to it. You add a civil disruption to it. And, Dave, this can happen instantly. I was just listening to a video by a friend of mine, actually just an acquaintance. I know him from the Internet, Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL. He just put out this video, and he was talking about how quickly this could happen. It will spread like wildfire. And even, you know, the Bible says it will overtake them because they'll be unaware of it, and there'll be sudden destruction that comes. That is what's going to happen. I was reading, and we'll talk more about it, but a lady, Kimberly Amadeo, she's MIT educated, and she said the U.S. economy could collapse rapidly. That's what she said, and she goes, if the U.S. economy collapses, you would not have access to credit. You know, your credit cards won't work. You won't be getting access to your bank. It's only what you have on hand, Dave. Banks would close. Demand, listen to this, demand would outstrip food supply. Dave, do you know anybody that sells food?
I've heard of him, yes.
Yeah. I mean, but that's what she says. This is not some bumpkin. This is an MIT-educated woman. Demand would outstrip food, gas, and other necessities. If the collapse affected local governments and utilities, then water and electricity would no longer be available. As people panic, they would revert to survival and self-defense modes. The economy would turn into a traditional economy, and those who could grow food, barter, or had goods and other services would do better. And that's her words. So yeah, and so we see Maxine Waters. You know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You know, you can try to take it back, but once you say things like that, this lady has a hatred of all things decent. And then she's even imploring God is on her side in doing this. Maybe the God of this world, Lucifer, but that's it. But so she is using religious fervor, racial hatred, and class envy hatred. That is a extremely volatile combination together. I mean, any one of those is enough to make people go to violence. You can take racial hatred and instigate violence. You can take class envy and instigate violence. And then, you know, you can take religious and instigate violence with it. She has employed all three in her little tirade the other day. And so we have to look at it. This is 1860. It is 1860 in America. I wish people would get that quick revelation of it. If we knew our history better, Dave, I am sure we would see it. It's just the fact that public education has destroyed our history, so we don't know what's happened in the past. We don't know why it happened. In fact, in a lot of places now, the American Revolution is not even taught. Basic Civil War is taught. It's taught that it was about slavery. There were so many more complex issues that was concerning. But we had the nation split. And this was a nation that was monolithic, Dave. In 1860, we had a monolithic nation. I mean, it was basically one people group, one religion, one language, one culture, one heritage. And brother fought brother. To the tune of 550,000 people died. Today in America, we're no longer monolithic. We're fractured. We have opposing religions, Islam, Christianity. We have class hatred in America. We have deep racial hatred in America. I mean, in every way, a nation could be undermined. We have been undermined. And so that's why I say, without a certain, there's no doubt in my heart, Dave, that we are at that 1860 moment, and there is coming a time, don't know when, I believe it'll be soon, definitely within my lifetime, that we are going to see this system collapse. Every system that has ever practiced what we practice has collapsed. We can no longer, I mean, we're at the end of the cycle with these $500 billion trade deficits yearly. We're running $1 trillion deficits, $500 billion paying interest. And now we've instigated a trade war with China. I mean, that's going to create hyperinflationary. It's just going to destroy our economy. I mean, this is one thing I don't understand why Trump has done this, because the people this is going to hit are the people that support him. It's the swing states, the Pennsylvania, Ohio, those swing states, it is really going to clobber those people. And I don't know if he is secretly not wanting to, you know, be reelected. Maybe he doesn't want to be. I don't know. But this is going to really affect America very badly if this trade war takes place. Again, we're going to see massive inflation and possibility, you know, as they say, is when goods don't cross borders, armies do. We already have a lot of tension with China in the military realm, the Spratly Islands and in the South China Sea right now. You know, they have thoroughly infiltrated our country. Every corporation in America has been hacked and infiltrated by Chinese. They have stolen our secrets. I mean, Bill Clinton gave them to them wholesale. And so that technological superiority that we once maintained with China, we are rapidly losing it. They are rapidly becoming the military dominance in the region and in the world. And the other thing, Dave, there was a book written, I forgot the name of it, but I read it. You know, the military, our military buys a lot of the microchips that they use in these advanced fighter planes and our computers. Do you know where we buy them from?
China. Yeah, I know that.
I mean, they back doors. I mean, I have been told by credible sources that there are back doors in some of these chips, that when the F-35 fires its missile, that missile can be hacked, and it'll turn around and hit the F-35 or hit some other target they want it to hit. I mean, we just finished a $13 billion aircraft carrier, the USS Gerald Ford. First of all, if you just go online and read about Fat Leonard, the absolute corruption the Navy experienced with prostitution, sex trading, I mean, just it was debauchery. The whole, every contract in that, the procurement of that was corrupt. So we don't know what we finally got, but we know we have an aircraft carrier right now, the USS Gerald Ford, that doesn't work. $13 billion, it doesn't work. It won't launch your aircraft reliably. The electromagnetic rail system, it doesn't work properly. They don't know how they're going to fix it. Donald Trump wants to switch it back to steam the way all the other ones are, but they spent $500 million on this thing, and to retrofit it would be almost impossible. I mean, we really have some deep systemic issues in this country, Dave, right now that are going to affect us. China knows this, and you know, China, again, they sold us a lot of the microchips that went into that ship, which is heavily computer controlled. I mean, everything in that ship now is computer controlled. Manual switches and stuff have been got away with. They wanted to reduce the labor cost of maintaining the ship, and they've gone to electronics. Again, a ship that is this flawed that the Navy cannot reliably use it, as it was the F-35. I mean, it was not reliable for so many years, and they just kept throwing billions and billions and billions and more dollars into it. We don't know how we're going to get this aircraft carrier fixed. They're saying it doesn't need, they don't even know the solution to get it fixed. It's a very difficult problem to fix. So $13 billion floating in the water, that's not going to be reliable, and then it has compromised microchips in it. Dave, we are in hot water, real hot water.
It's even worse than what you're saying, which is bad enough. I have a solution for the aircraft carrier. Let's raise the white flag, admit defeat, and use it as target practice, because from what I've read, Bob, that carrier is beyond repair. It would actually do a major teardown and rebuild, and it would be easier just to build another one. So I'd say get rid of it.
Yeah. Well, that's what Donald Trump basically said. I mean, not to be profane, but he said get rid of that GD system and put steam in there. That's what he said. So he knows it's a deep problem. Our military, through Obama, has had such irreparable damage done to it through the personnel. I mean, again, I just challenge people to go look what Fat Leonard was. I mean, it was basically, it involved a lot of the upper echelon of the military command of the Navy in the procurement of contracts where they were being bought off with drugs, sex, everything. I mean, you know, it was not just a few. It was a lot of people involved in it. So when you have that kind of corruption in the procurement of product going into a warship, can you imagine the level of potential corruption that has happened to that vessel and every other thing that was going on at that time? I mean, it's deep.
I know the question's almost more rhetorical than not, but I want to attempt an answer. I think the corruption that you're talking about here and then the subsequent question you posed speaks to the fact that the deep state has invaded our lives like a stage 4 cancer. It's everywhere and anywhere. It's opportunistic, and it's looking to kill the host.
You know, excuse the expression, but Donald Trump is peeing on a forest fire. I mean, does peeing on a forest fire help? Well, I guess it does a little bit. But the fire is raging. I mean, I cannot believe I live in a country today that we have open members of Congress calling for active civil war. It's mind-boggling. We've talked about this. We've told people it's going to happen. And now we see it happening. We see people of the political establishment that are opposing view. They're being harassed, kicked out of restaurants, threatened. People are coming up and screaming in their faces. This is this is the preamble. I mean, the very end of the preamble to a civil war. And this is why I tell people, well, what do? We don't want to, it's not, you know, as a Christian man, I have hope. I have hope in the end that the Lord Jesus comes back, that he sets up his kingdom on earth, and that you know, we win in the end. Not to steal and sound cliches, but that's been said so many times. We do win. We've read the end of the book, we win in the end. But there is going to be a lot of hell that goes on between now and then. And, you know, we can have two options. We can throw up our hands and say, well, I'll just die. You know, if you, that's cowardice in my opinion. That's just cowardice. I mean, even if you're elderly, you have wisdom and knowledge that you can pass on to younger people that you have gained through a lifetime of experience. So, you know, you can pass that knowledge on. You are important. We need those people that have that kind of experience. The younger people that do break out of the system, break off the plantation, you know, we need you. So we make this appeal to everyone. You can do something to protect your family and your loved ones right now. I mean, again, I've said this in the last program. Noah built arks. Faith builds arks. Faith builds grain silos. This is what we do. You know, and that's just a few of the issues that we're talking about. You know, again, as the U.S. economy would collapse, this lady, Kimberly Amadeo, it would create a global panic. Demand for the U.S. dollar and treasuries would plummet. And all those people, just think, all those people that are holding our dollars, all of a sudden they'd be greatly devalued. So $1 trillion might be worth only $100 billion. And if you go back to Deagle, the website Deagle, where it actually shows this projection for 2025. I mean, Deagle's a very credible website. where it shows the population of the United States greatly reduced and our economy greatly diminished. I mean, shrunken by 90%. And what's 2025 is, you know, 7 years from now? That's going to happen quickly.
Exactly. You want to talk about tyranny. Let's go to the print-based tyranny. Let me just read to you just a real brief overview of something that's coming out of California, which will clearly invade all of social media. It's called Senate Bill 947, the California Political Cyber Fraud Abatement Act. And what they are doing is they're appointing a commission to determine what is fake news. And listen to this, Bob. It carries with it criminal penalties. Now, you know what fake news is. Anything the left disagrees with, that's fake news.
Yes, absolutely.
And now they can put your backside in jail for publishing what they say is fake news.
Well, it just happened in the UK. I mean, Tony Robinson went to prison for what? You know, the pervert gets off. The guy who exposes the pervert goes to prison. I mean, that's what happened.
I know. Well, here's what they're also making illegal. You'll love this. Hyperbole, exaggeration, sarcasm. Boy, they're leaving me out. Poetic license. Basic common errors would not be immune from prosecution. Absolutely incredible when we look at this. And groups like the Electronic Frontier have come out against this, Bob. But, I mean, this makes Orwell stand on his head. This is absolutely incredible. But guess who's behind all of it? You'll love this. Here's the revelation. The UN Human Rights Council has reiterated that false news provisions unduly limit the exercise of freedom of opinion and expression, according to Article 19 of the Council. And this is what this law is quoting. So now we're having First Amendment constitutionally violating laws coming out of California, carrying criminal penalties, including incarceration for free speech, and they're quoting the United Nations. It's out in the open, Bob. There's no hiding it any longer.
The globalist has to destroy national sovereignty. That's what this is all about. That they cannot have any law governing the United States that is not a global law. That's the reason they have to get rid of the gun rights. That's the reason they get rid of free speech. They want to demonize and criminalize every aspect of human liberty so they can institute their global tyranny. Dave, it's like you said, it is out in the open. Why can't we see it? I mean, you know, God always gives a provision for those who will be obedient and who respond to his warnings. There's always provision. Those that go headlong and in denial are the ones that I tell people are going to be out there outside the ark holding on to a beast piece of driftwood, barely keeping their head above water, begging to be let in, and they're not going to open the door. You know, I've addressed that before. There, in the parable of the virgins, there were 10 virgins, 5 wise, 5 foolish. When the Lord came, the five foolish ones didn't have enough oil in their lamps, and they begged the 5 wise ones for some more oil, and they said, "No, I won't have enough for myself." And so while the foolish ones were out looking, the Lord came back and took the 5 in, and the 5 foolish ones were left outside. So you can use all have faith arguments you want. I'll trust the Lord, man. I'll come down from heaven. You can do whatever you want. I think the scripture has a very good record of saying that you have to act upon what you know for it to be faith. You know, again, the greatest, to me, arguably one of the greatest acts of faith in the Bible is the building of the ark. And yet, the greatest act of faith also took the greatest human effort. I mean, just think of the wood that he had to chop down and hewn, the pitch, the food, the logistics, the architecture, all of that he had to employ to build that ship. I mean, it was a massive effort. And, you know, so when these people say, "I'm just going to have faith," that to me, that is foolishness. Faith acts. Fools ignore. Fools just run headlong in with their ears plugged up and cover their eyes, running down the street as fast as they can. You know, that's what fools do. faithful do something. And, you know, we can go on and on and on. I mean, again, the criminal cabal has been exposed. The Clinton cabal has been thoroughly exposed. Everybody knows that she and him are arch criminals. Everyone knows that everyone around them were arch criminals. No one's going to prison. They flaunt themselves, and no one's going to go to prison over this. And so this it's like Adolf Hitler, you know, after the war, just going back to a day job, and nobody saying anything to him. Well, he just made a mistake, you know, no problem. Can you imagine if we had just Adolf Hitler after the war, just taken him and said, okay, well, he wanted to go into architecture, and he was a fair drawing. Let's put him in. Let's give him a job as an architect. You know, no problem. And all that loot he stole, he gets to keep it. No problem. Can you imagine if we did that? And that's what we're doing. That's exactly what we're doing.
It is what we're doing.
These people are going scot-free. And they're being rewarded with billions of dollars.
You know, I just interviewed in the last hour Robert David Steele, formerly of the CIA, clandestine officer. And he wrote a thesis at one time. And he wrote about predictors of civil war. Let me give you the two, and I want you to comment on them. The first one he mentioned was an extreme bifurcation and accumulation of wealth by the minority, the extreme minority. And he's talking about basically wealth transfer to the upper 1%. And then the second thing he said is a predictor of a revolution is when people no longer trust the government. Would you like to comment on what Robert said in those two areas as predictors of civil war?
Well, you know, again, if you use Patrick Henry's speech, his Give Me Liberty, Give Me Death speech, which I quote often here, that we only have one way to know the past, I mean, the future is by the past, those are historic, classic signs of civil war. You know, again, the rich, the uber rich, they don't do it through hard work and labor. They don't do it through some, you know, they didn't design a warp engine so that we could travel to the stars. They did it through corruption. They did it by buying off congressmen to write laws that benefit them to the detriment of everyone else around them so that they can take the money. That's how they do it. And then, you know, you have that and with the open corruption. So I think he's spot on, Dave. It's just, and again, there's more. I mean, we could say that's just two of them. You know, our former Civil War, I mentioned, we were a monolithic society. Think of how our society is fractured today. Think of how many different groups are in the United States, like little chickens. You know, have you ever seen a little bird in the nest? They're all screaming for that little worm the mother's trying to give. And, you know, the government just throws out this little bitty pittance of, you know, product, and everybody's screaming for it. When that stops, the cities are going to be unlivable. They just will be. I mean, when the EBT stops, when water stops, when the electricity stops, once one of these systems is hacked, it will be unlivable in those cities, and you will have a mass exodus. That you know, you're going to have cars breaking down. I mean, it's really going to be horrible. I mean, horrible.
Bob, let me ask you a question, okay? Without revealing any details that would single you out, about how far do you live outside a urban suburban area?
Oh, we're over an hour.
Okay, so I'm going to assume 50-60 miles.
Yeah,
you're a little better shaped than I am. I'm about 20 miles northwest of the most northwestern suburb of Phoenix that is also sparsely populated.
And the nice thing is we have a lot of very rural roads around here, and you know, trees do fall down. And, you know, if people are trying to evacuate and the trees fall down and they have to get out of their car, you have to dismount. They dismount, what you would call it in a military term, and they have to get on foot because their cars no longer can do anything.
Sure.
That's not a good place to be. So, you know, and that's not hard to do in a rural environment. But yeah, so Dave, I think the guy's spot on. You know, this lady, an MIT lady, said keep as many liquid assets as possible. Make sure that your passport's current, so that you could get out of the country in short order. Research countries that you could go to that would be more friendly. Keep yourself in physical shape. Know basic survival skills such as defense, foraging, hunting, starting a fire, practice for camping trips. If you can, move near a wildlife preserve in a temperate climate. That way, if the collapse happens, you could live off the land in a relatively unpopulated area. And again, you get a food supply. You know, get food, water. You have some cash on hand, maybe some gold, Steve Quayle, you know, get some gold on hand. She says that, you know, gold, it says during crisis situations, these are commonly accepted as bribes. And when they, you know, during World War II, the Jews did bribe themselves into Austria a lot of times with gold, you know, because Austria was, Switzerland was a neutral country, excuse me, not Austria, Switzerland was a neutral country. And they could get in there, they were safe. And so, you know, if you had a pocket full of gold and you could have some guard turn his back and you were in, I mean, that saved your life. Again, you know, if you get your gold and you have it and you carry it with you, then, you know, there's always that situation where it's like, here's a Krugerrand, buddy. Can you turn your back? Yes, sir. You know? So those are things that this MIT educated lady is saying that we can do. You know, this is why, again, they turn the TV off. Start, I mean, YouTube, you can go to YouTube University today and learn anything. You can learn gardening. You can learn mechanics. You can learn plumbing. You can learn electricity. Those skills that I just mentioned, mechanics, plumbing, electricity, gardening, will make you worth your weight in gold if you can do that to those who can't. So we have the time we can educate ourselves and learn these skills. That's one of the things I've really enjoyed about the last 20 years of homestead living is the multiple disciplines that has incorporated into my life that have just become natural skills. And then on top of it, you know, ham radio operator and, you know, a lot of security contracting overseas. You learn a lot about security and those types of things. So, you know, when I think of the wealth of knowledge I have just because I was willing to turn the TV off and do something different, it's quite extensive, and I don't want to brag, but I mean, I know it's quite extensive what I've learned, and I think anybody can do that if they just turn the TV off, put the entertainment down, and take this seriously, because sudden destruction is going to come upon us. That's even Matt Bracken in that video we just did said that it's gonna happen suddenly. All of a sudden, it's gonna happen. This, as we get towards this election, I fully expect when you have these people calling for violence. Can you imagine what you think and what you're going to see at the polls or violence towards people who disagree with you, with them? I think the potential for violence then is going to be great. They have to win this election. It's not looking good for them, but they have to win it. They're going to pull out all the stops to win this election. Cheat, rob, steal, murder, bribe, lie, whatever they have to do. They're going to do that in order to try to win this election.
Well, I see it just slightly different. I'm with you to about 98%, but there's going to come a time when the light's going to go on with their leadership, like Podesta, Clinton, and so forth, and they're going to say, we can't win. We can't even generate enough voter fraud to win because we don't have enough illegal aliens that have been able to stay in the country that we can get to vote illegally multiple times. So what they're going to do, in my humble opinion, is keep an election from happening by trying to tear down the country. I think what they're going to say is, if we can't win, it's doomsday.
You know, that you could absolutely be right in that. And again, that's that sudden destruction we're talking about. Did you see that actor James Wood? You know,
yeah, I saw that.
He's one of the smartest guys out there. They say he has 180 IQ. That's like in the 0.0001% of population. That's a bright, bright guy. He's telling people to buy more guns and learn how to use them. Basically, he's telling people to get prepared.
What he said specifically in reference to Maxine Waters' threats, he said that the people that are conservative need to buy guns, get concealed carry, and also continue to vote, and the implication is against the liberals.
Exactly, but we have, again, this is not some dullard. This is a bright man. A smart guy.
Yeah, I agree.
And this is what he's telling people to do. So, I mean, you know, when you have, I mean, you know, we in the prepper community and in the alternate news media are telling people to do this, and then all of a sudden you have some pretty high caliber people jumping on board saying, yes, you need to do these things. You know, it really is time to get that year's food supply, the water filter. It's really time to get your ham radio license and learn how to communicate outside the network. That network is so fragile. Dave, one time I read that there were over 60 steps to get a potato on your plate. I mean, you know, from the tractor, the gasoline, the tires, the transportation, the roads, the seeds, the fertilizer, the insecticides, all of the picking it, the transporting it, the bags they put it in. I mean, all of that. That system is immensely complex to put a potato on your plate. It might not be 60, but I've read it was 60, whatever it is. It's complicated. I mean, you can buy that today. What was that package a month? For how much? $99 or something?
Oh, yeah, for 4 weeks of storable food, $99.
Yeah. I mean, hello, you know, when that's not available because the dollar has been devalued and you're paying, you know, a lot more, and I mean a lot more. Imagine going to the gas station and gas is $20 a gallon.
It's going to be worse than that, Bob. Bob, it's going to be worse than that. I agree with you about the $20. We'll see that. But what we're also going to see, because the $20 won't last long, because what's going to happen, here's what people are going to do, and this is why my heart aches for so many people. They're going to wish they had your water filtration at Ready Made Resources. They're going to wish they had listened to me and got storable food when they could. Because here's the bottom line. When the poop hits the fan and things stop moving, the just-in-time deliveries stop, that's it. What you've got is what you've got.
What you've got. Amen. That's exactly right. And this is why, I tell people, night vision's expensive, Dave. It is expensive, no doubt about it. But I go on so many forums, and I talk to people, and I present the things which you can do with night vision. I have so many people go, I've never thought of those
issues. Can I back you up from night vision just for a minute? Because I want to back up and insert a precursor to night vision.
Sir.
Okay? And here's what I'm thinking. Okay, let's take me. I live 20 miles northwest of the most northwestern suburb in Phoenix. And I live 6 miles off the main beaten road, but we do have a two-lane highway that's paved that comes out our way. Now, let's talk about migration patterns as people try to escape the city. There's no question they're going to come up this corridor, and they're going to head towards Vegas. Okay? What do you know about population demographics with regard to people escaping, you know, tyranny, widespread looting and violence? How much will they fan out? I'm 6 miles from the beaten path.
Well, in the desert area, they're not going to be able to fan out much because the water's going to be... What's going to happen, Dave, is quickly, this is the scenario that's going to happen. Gangs like MS-13, they are going to grow exponentially. Local gangs are going to form. And people, because they're going to be able to promise them things, they're going to join those gangs. If not, they'll kidnap people. They'll just kidnap them. I mean, this happens all over the world. I mean, in the Middle East, it happens. They'll kidnap people and they'll tell them. Either they'll threaten them and their family members that you're going to fight for us, we're going to kill your family members, or they'll promise them drugs and sex and things like that if they're successful in what they do. And you're going to be dealing with these roving peoples that are going to be out at night, and this is why networking is important. This is why night vision is important. This is why communication is important, because you're going to be dealing with this. It's a reality check, Dave. I don't want to get really graphic, but it's going to be horrible, and you're going to have to be able to defend yourself, because people are going to get desperate very quick with this, as you put it, just-in-time delivery system.
Yeah, and I got one more precursor to put in there. I have found out, and I mentioned this last hour with Robert David Steele, and he really didn't know and doesn't have a lot of faith in the FBI, but I have an FBI contact that I've known for decades. The trust is there, the reliability has been there, and this person's in a position to know some operational details of things that they're not directly involved in, but they know how it goes. And that's as much as I can say. Now, what I was told was prior to, it was the end of June, and in the end of June, four FBI agents went to the Brownsville Detention Center, which is a converted Walmart, as I wrote about 3 years ago. And you remember that I wrote those Walmarts were being turned into FEMA camps. And they went to that detention center, and elements, and they called them rogue elements of DHS, would not let them in. And what they were looking for children that were female, and they wanted to look at the male-female ratio because they had actionable intelligence that the people that occupy the terrorist-based training camps in El Salvador, the MS-13s, all the terrorist groups, including ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Sinaloas, the Juarez cartel, all of them, all blended together for this paramilitary training, this is their main business. Drugs and kids, and then they run guns on the side, and they wanted to get to the bottom of this, and they have come away with the opinion that girls are being abducted into child sex trafficking as they get to the border. And one other thing you're not hearing in the media, and I got this directly from the FBI source, and also who else told me this? I'm drawing a blank here. Oh, gosh, it might have been Vance Davis, formerly the NSA. But what I was told directly was that 80% of the kids that were taken and placed in detention centers were not taken from their parents. They were taken from child sex traffickers.
Dave, I have a very, very good friend that works in the same bureau you just talked about, and he told me this. The FBI could take all their resources and investigate prepubescent child sex crimes and not make a dent in it.
Yeah, I've heard that same exact thing. So
Dave, this isn't hearsay. He told me that.
No, listen, I'm getting the same kind of stuff. You know, the angle of which you're looking at this, Bob, may be a little different than what I just portrayed, but we're talking about the same wellspring.
Yes. And so, Dave, it comes down to the fact that we are ripe for the judgment of God. It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming at us like a freight train. Dave, I'm going to listen. If you're listening to us right now, just take a second, pause, concentrate on this. Just think of this. Take all the other thoughts out of your mind. What are you going to do when it hits your family? When the food is not in your cupboard? When there's bad guys coming and want to take your children? You know, what are you going to do? God is giving you an amazing opportunity right now to network and to prepare so that you're not out groveling for the gruel the government will hand out. You'll be able to set food aside for your family. You'll be able to get the water that they need. You'll be able to make the defense that they need. You'll be able to communicate with loved ones around you so that you can network. Communication means networking. No communication, no network. These things are so critical. I'm willing to help anybody address any of those issues. You know, if you're interested in communication, I'm willing to set you up. We have some really, I think, very good radio packages that, you know, go all the way through, get two people the ability to communicate and do it very clandestinely and well. They're not that much. The night vision, again, Dave, I cannot stress to you the importance of it, you know, and I want to address something because this is what I always get on the blogs. Well, I'm just going to take a flashlight and shine it in your eyes and blind you. Dave, night vision's never done that. That's Hollywood. Night vision's never blinded people. Strobes do not work. You can turn your strobes on and think you're going to blind my night vision. It's not. A proper team is going to do a 72-hour recon of your property. And they're going to know if you have dogs. They're going to know if you have anything. And they're going to dissect you. Night vision is going to give you the ability to put your roving patrol out, to look around at night, to see what's going on, and then to communicate back. That's what it's going to allow you to do, because you will be dealing with gangs. And if you want, and this, it's a fear tactic, and I don't mean it to be a fear tactic. I really don't, but it's a reality tactic. If you want gangs having access to your family, and the last thing you see is your family being drug off to God knows what, you know, don't do anything. It's just going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
It happens all over the world.
What people need to do, Bob, what you're describing, is that old TV show from about 5 years ago when it ended, Revolution. Do you remember that show?
Yes. Yes.
That's what you're describing right here. You're describing people that are conscripted into gangs, and there'll be gang warfare, gang against gang, and then they'll grow to regional strength. as they did in that show, Revolution. What you're describing is forced enslavement for sex and other things with young girls. And what you're describing are people that basically live under total tyranny. And this is, you're hitting the nail on the head. And that show Revolution, by the way, you know when they canceled the show and they did it abruptly? In a two-week period, they ran a show on FEMA concentration camps that used brainwashing, altering techniques to change personality. And they called them re-education camps. And this very popular show, extremely popular, was wiped out and gone.
Yeah, I wonder why. You know, Dave, you can read history and you can read about this stuff. You can do it. And I'm here to tell you, the person that took that time to listen, you can survive this. There are ways that you can put your family in. Well, let me just say this, that you're going to greatly increase your odds of surviving it. Eventually, if this is not the time of the return of the Lord, things will gain some normalcy. It could take a year. It could take a decade. But they will get back to normal, and will your posterity survive it? If you act now, you have a good chance. If you do not act now, you're going to be herded into the Walmart, into the government gruel food line, and they'll break your family apart. I mean, the government is huge into sex trafficking. I mean, they're going to, if you have young girls, I mean, you go to that line, mom and dad go to this line. Well, that's the last time you see them. I mean, you know, it happens. I mean, we've seen all too often these child services that are in the different states that are just conduits for sex traffickers. I mean, government sanctioned. So, you know, you can do it. Dave, as a Christian man, it's sometimes hard for me to say these things and talk about these things because they're just so vile, so uncomfortable. But I don't think I would be doing just if I didn't mention them. I mean, they are uncomfortable to talk about. They're uncomfortable to think about. I mean, we all like our nice life where we can sit down as a family and enjoy and think about the future. But our future has been destroyed by people who have destroyed our economy, destroyed our morality, destroyed our churches, destroyed our educational institutions. Everything decent in this country has been corrupted and destroyed. And there's going to come a payday, and it's quickly coming. Everybody sees it. I mean, you know, you have actors like James Woods seeing it. You have MIT people seeing it. You have, you know, all these people seeing it. And it's coming. I mean, and on top of that, just think of the Obama administration. His people, they've armed jihadists. I mean, what was that? Ben Rhodes just came out and admitted they armed the jihadists.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they've armed the gangs?
What do you think Fast and Furious was about?
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's what I'm saying. So, network, you know, get your food, get your water, get the things that you need. Start dedicating your budget, wherever it is, towards those means. Even if you cannot afford, and you can always go to Walmart and throw an extra can of soup in the cart. You can always get a gallon of water. I mean, those are things you can do. A couple bucks, you know. And then if you network with people, if you have a lower income, maybe you have a skill and network with people. I mean, I wouldn't turn anybody down just because they didn't have a lot of money. I'd want them to be able to do something. But, you know, there's people that are in lower incomes that have a lot of good skills. And so if you network with the right people, perhaps, you know, you'll get in with a good group and learn to protect each other. That's what this is about. As I was watching my friend Matt Bracken, you know, that's what he was saying. They have this discussion. You know, don't stop. Keep going. Keep training. Keep stocking up. Keep networking. Keep doing these things. Because it's just about upon us. I mean, the fact that we have people openly calling for hostile actions against the opposite political party is really a harbinger of what is at our door.
No question. Absolutely no question. It's Steve Quayle says it this way. What's coming is no longer coming. It's already here.
Yes. So, Dave, I know they can get in touch with you about the food. If people want to call me, you know, my phone number is 800-627-3809. I'll be glad to talk with you. If you need more time, I can schedule a time in the evening. I can call and talk with you. I won't charge you for it. I mean, I'll call and talk with you and give you my best advice. And I, like I said, 20-some years of homesteading, radio operator. I mean, you know, traveled to over 40 countries doing security things. I can probably give you some pointers, things you can do, or direct you to someone that, that can. You know, you need that food. The Berkey water filtration system is absolutely critical. You do not want to be get a waterborne disease when you have to. Waterborne diseases will absolutely cripple you. They play hell on your intestines. I mean, you know, your diarrhea is just horrible. And
I'm glad we could partner with you with regard to preparewithdave.com, that people can put into the URL, readymaderesources.com with the Berkey water filters. And I'll tell you, unfortunately, I don't sell this, and we're just about out of time, Bob. We got about 30 seconds. But the third essential I would tell people they need: food, water, guns, and ammo. That's going to be essential. And do you do anything with firearms?
Yeah, we are a federal firearms dealer, and I can really direct people into a proper firearm for them. You don't want to buy cheap guns if you can avoid it.
Yeah, I hear you.
You want to buy a reliable firearm that can sustain regular rates of fire. I mean, you know, an AR-15, you can buy a $600 one, a $400 one, and they go all the way up to $3,000. Well, you don't have to spend that much, but you want to get one that if you have to shoot it more than three or four times in a row, it's not going to start giving you issues.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I can direct people to those directly and help them out with that.
Well, let's just give out those addresses again. Preparewithdave.com for the food, readymaderesources.com, and, of course, the number's on the screen. And, Bob, just for their convenience, go ahead and give out the number before we close out.
It is 800-627-3809. And again, if you want to have a half an hour discussion, if we can set a time in the evening, I can call you. We can go over and talk about your plans, your retreat, and what you can do to protect yourself. Dave, we do offer financing on the larger items so that you can makes it more affordable, so that you don't have to come up with one big wad of money at once. You can break it down into smaller payments. It has a modest interest rate, but, you know, I tell everybody, you will need night vision. 10 minutes after the power goes down, after the grid fails, night vision and communication, you're going to go, I wish I had.
Yeah, exactly right. Bob, my friend, we are out of time. Thank you so much for coming and, once again, sharing your expertise with my audience, because this is where we're most vulnerable. Bob Griswold, ladies and gentlemen, readymaderesources.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.